Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, show number 6, Friday, October 25th, 2013. Stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now. Hi everyone, welcome to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. I'm looking forward to spending quality time with you today on Finding Your Voice on radio.dominican.edu. So come on in, let's talk. Stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now. Gratefulness. Gratefulness, gratefulness, gratefulness. Well, what are you grateful for today? I know that I am grateful for my feet. How about that? Let me tell you why. My feet move me across the planet. They hold me up, and they keep me planted firmly on the ground. There are many other body parts that I love and I'm grateful for, but today I'm grateful for feet. What do your feet do for you? Sometimes we take it for granted that we can walk all over the place and get to where we need to go. I want to notice that there are some people out in the world that are born with ailments to their feet, or possibly born without a foot or both feet. Some people have had things happen to them in their lives where a foot has been broken or amputated or lost in a war or a battle, and they have had to do something new and with their lives and think in new ways and move in new ways. And I just want the world to know that I'm thankful for my feet, and I'm grateful for those people who don't have a foot or a leg to work, to stand on, right? But who have figured out ways to move in the world. I have a very wonderful, wonderful nephew who was born with a leg problem, and he had a shorter leg his whole life, and it was really rough for him, but boy, he made the best of his life. And just recently, in his mid-20s, he decided that he was going to have his leg amputated right below the knee and have a new have a prosthetic made for it. He said it was time for him to change his life. He did that, and he's on the mend. And I want to give a shout out to you. Hey, 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 nephew in New York. You rock. What a decision you made, and I hope that all is well for you. He does talk a little bit about phantom pain, and I think that those that have had injuries or had amputations can really speak to that. So I want to honor those people that have lost their legs and their feet, and I want to say that I'm grateful for mine. Thank you. So notice what you're grateful for in your life and what you might be taking for granted, and just say a little thank you out there, energy of the world. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that I like to do at the beginning of the show is I like to breathe, and we didn't get a chance to do that right on the front end, so let's do that now. Take a breath in and let it out. Mm-hmm. It's always nice to just get centered that way. Well, on today's show, we're going to do some angel messages, our power thought message, and we're also going to have Raya Cole with her show segment, Above Ground Bay Area. So we're looking forward to that in a little bit. And then on the back end of the show, I think I'm just going to chat about thankfulness, and then we're going to listen to some nice music so you can have a mellow Friday. Want to just let you know that the music mix that we're listening today is from the Putumayo world music, various music, Latino, Celtic, Saharan, Arabic groove. It's all good. And we'll even throw some Ozamotli in there as well. All right, well, let's get to our angel messages. Shake it up, shake it up. And I'm going to open it up. And I'm kind of fishing through it. It's in a heart-shaped canister, by the way. And I'm picking my message Oh, look at that. Oh. The message is love. So for those of you out there that are listening, our angel message is love. Spread love outside of yourself. Spread love inside of yourself. Sometimes it's an overused word, but it's never an overused feeling. So always, always fill your heart with love. Fill the world with love. I love love. That's our angel message. Take that with you today. Let's look at our power thought card for the day. I'm going to shuffle these up. And you know these cards are from Louise L. Hay, self-help guru, Hay House Publishers. You can find her at, hayhouse.com. And she has all kinds of really great products, and you can buy power thought cards. You can make your own with affirmations. And let's pick them. So I shuffled, and now I'm splitting the deck in half, and I'm going to take the top card off. I have my eyes closed, by the way. It's always nice to kind of get in the groove with that. Okay, let's see. Oh, a bright orange card with flowers and leaves on it. And check this card out. Our power thought message for today is, I release all criticism. I release all criticism. Okay. Here's the affirmation on the other side. I only give out that which I wish to receive in return. My love and acceptance of others is mirrored to me in every moment. And that is so true. So let's just see, let's hear that one more time. I only give out that which I wish to receive in return. My love and acceptance of others is mirrored to me in every moment. What I like about this card, about this message, is it matches very well with the concept of love on our angel message. And so this is releasing all criticism. And if you're releasing all criticism and you're opening your heart to love and you're only giving out that which I wish to receive, there you go. Let criticism go. Let love come in. I want to tell you a story that relates to this. I was working on a computer issue recently at home. For all of you that want to know, my computer blew out last week. So, computer issue, it's been rough. I've been emailing back and forth with a tech company, and the tech company didn't like the questions that I was asking and felt that I was not very knowledgeable or knowledgeable enough. And they wrote me a response that said something like this. Honestly, isn't there someone in your household that knows about computers? And oh boy, did that hurt. It hurt me. I felt so bad because here I was asking for their help and I was trying to be kind and patient and provide them a lot of information so that they'd be able to help me. And they came back with that response and it really took me by surprise. And oh, did I want to lash out. But what I decided to do was not lash out. I decided to release all criticism. Now, I'm describing the story to you, and I apologize if it sounded like I was making fun of them, but it was what they wrote. So I really thought about what my response was going to be. Here's what my response was. I said, I appreciate your candor, and I appreciate your direction. I'll take a look at the few items that you told me about, and I will email you with my results and see what we can do going further. Thank you so much for the help that you're giving me. What I wanted to do was just diffuse the whole thing. Even though I felt hurt and I felt criticized, I didn't want to return that same action and criticize them back. So this power thought card hits it on the nose. Releasing all criticism, give out what you wish to receive, and my love and acceptance of others is mirrored to me in every moment. So there we go. Love, message, releasing, criticism, power, thought, card. We need to breathe. Let's breathe on that one, okay? Bring it in. And let it out. It feels good. It just feels so good to relax and breathe. And as I mentioned before, being grateful, getting both feet on the ground. Grateful for my feet, putting them both on the ground, getting grounded. Okay, well, as I mentioned, we're going to listen to a little bit of Raya Cole here on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. Her Above Ground Bay Area is her program. So let's see if we can get that lined up, and then I will come back and we'll talk about a few things, including gratefulness and how to say thank you. So after Above Ground Bay Area, we'll do a little bit of that. So let me see if I can get this online for you, and we'll be together with Raya Cole. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome to Above Ground Bay Area, where the reckless creativity, inspired youth, and community live. I'm Raya Cole, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. You just heard our featured artist of the week, Best Coast, with their single Crazy For You. For the past 3 weeks, we've been highlighting some musicians exclusively from the Bay Area, but today, I think it was time to send some love down south and highlight this artist, Best Coast. The duo Bethany Constantino and Bob Bruno sprouted from the Gracie streets and faded palms of L.A. Nevertheless, they found a way to push out some insanely catchy tunes, including that one and another one that we will be playing later in the show. So the reason I picked this artist is because, you know, they're from L.A. and everything. They're not quite Bay Area, but the fact that their name is Best Coast means they're repping their state pretty hard, and I thought that was really, really cool of them. And so I decided to let them know. And interestingly enough, their EP is starting this week. They just released it on Wednesday. And hopefully we'll have a sneak peek of it later in the show. But it is definitely a preview to their studio album, which will be their third studio album next year. And for the one time, I'm Raya. This is Above Ground Bay Area on Finding Your Voice. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Coming up on Bayspiration is our special segment today. And it's an exciting radio project which is happening right in our backyard. I happened to find it right on Kickstarter today. As you guys all know, it's my most favorite pastime, and I will never kick the habit because I think it's awesome to find things that people are creating and their people are just giving money for them. I think it's great. So I'll always continue to go back to Kickstarter whenever I'm bored, which seems to be never around these days, actually, as graduation is coming in 6 months, probably less. Yeah, there's never a dull moment in my life, and I'm totally grateful for that. But it'd be nice to just take a second to breathe. And then, so after that wonderful segment that I have going, we have another special guest. Her name is Lottie Pei. She's a participant in the Women's Nike Annual Marathon that just happened this Sunday. So we're going to give snaps to her because she did an awesome job, and she will be visiting us later today. All right, so now we're going to start on the first topic of basepiration. I'm going to have you guys take a quick listen to something that I just recently stumbled upon.
We're just going to lay this out the way it happened.
I'm here with my friend Melissa at the Hudson River on the piers where we were almost exactly a year ago, walking along, you know, casually, pretty drunk.
We were.
Drunk, talking about poetry. As you do when it's late and you're in a part of town you've never been before. And it feels like anything could happen. Spontaneously, Melissa asked.
So, that was a segment from the 59th episode of 99% Invisible. And this is, like I said, I stumbled across this on Kickstarter. The producer and actually the person that was narrating the story, his name is Roman Mars, and he's a native of San Francisco, and he started this project off in his bedroom one day and just started to write and kind of explore things that people don't really talk about or think about. And from this came this project called 99% Invisible, and it's exclusively about design, architecture, and the rest of the thankless work that goes into the things that we see around us. I thought it was perfect for this segment because this is what the show is about, you know, just appreciating what is right in front of us rather than taking all this technology and craziness that is happening and taking it all for granted. I think with these merge of technology in our lives and how it's going to eventually be like streaming out of our fingers, we just have to think and our smartphones will call home for us. I think it's so great when things are innovating and getting integrated. This is one of those projects that just really struck me. The show started off right here in San Francisco at the American Institute of Architects. And it's a completely independent production, and they raise all of their funds directly from the listeners. Similar to radio.dominican.edu. I mean, we're all students here, and we're just grinding, trying to put out the best content that we can. This guy and his two friends, who is his producer and special reporter, just kind of clumped together and started pushing out these things. And now they're like on top 10 of iTunes. And this is going to be their second Kickstarter campaign. The first one earned them over $170,000, and now they're on their second one so they could take it pro and create a weekly show for everybody to enjoy. So I totally encourage you guys to listen in. I'm definitely starting. That was the 59th episode. Last time I checked, there was 91. So if you ever have not feeling reading sometimes, you just want to hang out, maybe Kim Kardashian and the Bad Girls Club is getting old, tune into this. It might stretch your mind a little bit, and that's okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and play Fade Away. It is the new single from Best Coast. And if you're ever interested, they are actually going to be in the Bay Area on February of next year. You're listening to Above Ground Bay Area on Finding Your Voice. My name is Raya, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah.
Be sure to tune in to radio.dominican.edu and listen to Penguin Press Pass every Friday at 12 o'clock. Real students, real news. And once again, I'm Raya Cole, and that was Best Coast with their new EP, Fade Away. I stumbled upon them actually just looking at concert lists and seeing who's playing, because I have decided to make a conscious effort to start going to more shows. I feel like live music is one of the best investments you can make, because you can never take back that time that you spend, and why not just have it leave an imprint on yourself and on your soul and on your friends? And I think it's a great, great thing. So, like I said before, this weekend was the 10th annual Nike Marathon in San Francisco. Excuse me, Nike Women's Marathon. With nearly 30,000 participants, hills were crushed, miles were logged, and bragging rights were earned.
I'm only doing things that make me creative, happy, and healthy. So, I'm running a marathon, mm-hmm. I'm making music, and I'm doing a play. So, that's what my life is looking like right now.
And I wish my life could look like that as well, because I wish that was Melanie Fiona, and I wish I had enough time to train, but I think I will. I think I will. Right now, I have Lottie Pei with me. She's a good friend of mine. Hey, Lottie, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
I'm a student here at Dominican, and like Raya said, I ran the half marathon this past Sunday, so I'm still pretty sore.
Yeah, so I went and did some of my research on this, and there was nearly like 30,000 participants. Did you know that?
Yeah, oh my, it was nuts. Like the starting line, I actually started half an hour late because it took half an hour to get everybody across the starting line.
That's insane. So have you done this Nike one before, because it's the 10th anniversary?
Actually, this was my first Nike's half, so it was like such a cool experience, because the other halves I've done have been so small, and like everybody started within 10 minutes, and this one, there was just so many people. It took up like 5 blocks just waiting for the start line.
So you guys didn't start right at 6:30?
No, actually, my group, I picked to do the 9:30 pace group, and we didn't start till about 7 a.m.
Wow, okay. So how long did it take you for your second race?
So my total time was about 2 hours and 15 minutes, and I think that's about like a 9:50 pace. So it went pretty well.
What was the feeling lining up with all of these women? Like, was it eerie? Was it nerve-wracking? Was it like claustrophobic?
It was like a little bit of all the above, because you're in this, like, it's like herding cattle. Like, there's like thousands and thousands of people around you, and some people just look like these shredded runners, just ready to go, like they're going to win the whole race. And I'm standing there like, oh my God, I hope I can run the whole thing. And
is it pretty intimidating? Is there just like beast of humans out there?
Yeah, it's super intimidating. I remember I was walking to my starting line, and I saw these two ladies in front of me, and they're just these super skinny girls, but you can just see every muscle just like popping out, and I was like, oh my God, am I cut out for this right now?
They probably did like 100 reps of just like squats before they ran.
They did. I think their warm-up was like 2 miles. I was like, screw that, I am not running.
Did you warm
this
up at all?
Not at all. I actually woke up really late for the race.
So did you spend the night in the city then? Because I heard that's what people did.
Yeah, I wish I had done that. I didn't think ahead, and it got too expensive as it got later on. But I actually left I meant to leave my apartment in Santa Fe at 4:45, but I didn't wake up until 4:45. So then I was out the door by about 5:30, and then
where did you park?
I had to have my boyfriend drive me and drop me off near the place, and I had to just run to the starting line.
What a memorable experience.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Way to just throw that one away, Lottie.
I know. I didn't stretch. I didn't warm up. I just jumped in the group and started going.
Well, then you did considerably well that like you didn't warm up or anything.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm too surprised how well it went.
So I heard that, and I think you told me this, that there was people waiting at the end, because it's the 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. It was the rollout of Nike, like their whole starting line. They gave you jewelry?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So it didn't really occur to me until like later on when the race got closer. But if you finish the race, you get a Tiffany's necklace. So I was just do for the necklace.
just go for that silver.
I was like, if your foot is bleeding, I just keep going. There's a necklace at the end.
But it didn't matter if you walked or ran as long as you got there.
Yeah, as long as you finished. Like, I think there was a total time allowed of like 7 hours to finish it. So pretty much everyone finished, I'm
okay.
sure.
So I bet Tiffany's made a bunch of money off of that.
I think they made so much money. It's such a good advertisement for them too, you know?
Oh my goodness. Well, what at the end you do, was there any, like, I know there was a tent at the end where you could like go and explore. I don't know. What was mm-hmm. that about?
Yeah. So it was funny because when you run in, I actually didn't realize until I got to the end, but when you run in, there's like 20 firefighters in tuxedos actually handing out the necklaces. And so all the girls were running into the finish chute and it's like running to these firemen and like taking photos of them and getting Tiffany's necklaces. It's like the strangest experience. So I was like, I was more stoked for the necklace. I grabbed my necklace, like high-fived the firefighter and then walked through.
Gotta go get some water.
I was like, you're adorable, but I'm dying. Like, I needed some water.
And so were you with your partner the whole time? Because I know you went with somebody else.
Yeah, so I went with my friend from my clinical group, but actually we, because I got there late and there were so many people, I never even found her and never saw her the whole day and just ran it by myself. It was such a mess.
But that's the best part. Did you meet? I mean, people take running for granted. That's mm-hmm. probably because not a lot of people do it. It's so much work. Like, I could mm-hmm. barely run 2.5 miles without walking, and to do a marathon with all these people that have worked hard and trained. Did you meet anybody and get any cool stories?
Yeah, actually, well, I was actually walking with a couple. Before the start line, you're like walking up to the beginning of the start line. I was standing next to these two girls, and then I was talking to them. I was like, "Are you guys as nervous as I am?" And they're like, "We've never done this before. This is our first half." And they're the only ones to walk, I think, like twice. So they were cute.
How old were they?
I think they looked maybe like 18, 19.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so they're pretty excited. So I met a couple people, and then as I was running, actually one girl fell down in front of me, and so I stopped. I was like, "Are you okay?" And she was just pretty embarrassed, but then it was fine.
It's okay. A little blood doesn't hurt anybody. Like, blood, sweat, and tears, right?
Exactly. Whatever you need to get the necklace.
Yeah, so. Whatever it is for that Tiffany's. So since it's the 10th anniversary, was there any, like, the fact that it was in San Francisco and there's so many people came, like 30,000 people is a ton of people, and men and women did it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like it's a good thing for like San Francisco or just community in general for that to be built and have so many people participate?
Yeah, I definitely do. And the good thing about the Nike Women's Half is that the proceeds actually go to leukemia and lymphoma cancer research. So they ended up raising, I think I saw like this big billboard sign. It was like 10 years and $10 million have gone to like this cancer research. So it's like really benefited that. And then just like the whole atmosphere of the race is just so positive, you know, and like half the people out there are running for Team and Training, which is another cancer funding running group. So it's all just goes to such a great cause.
So that justifies the $150, and that was the college student price.
Yeah, that was the college student price. So I already got a discount. I couldn't even imagine what the lottery price was, because the other people, if you're not a college student, you get in on lottery. So it's not even, if you pay, I mean, you pay, you get the refund, but you may not even get into the race.
Oh, wow. So you automatically got in because you're a college student.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody gets put in if you're a college student?
Yeah, so if you enter as a college student, yeah, you got to do it while you're still in college.
Oh, that's too bad because it's my last year and I'm not coming back for a while.
Dang it.
Well, that's awesome that they do that for people.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it raises a lot of money and, you know, it makes the $150 kind, you know, it makes it worth it.
Right. And I mean, it's Nike, so you're like, you're already giving so much, mm-hmm. like, for the huge money corporation that they are, they kind of make it easy to give it to them because they have such, I mean, it's Nike, it's such cool products. Like, I only wear Nike shoes. I tried Reeboks and it didn't work for me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. Yeah, I love my Nike shoes. Oh my gosh.
All right, Lottie, thanks for joining me today. If you can, we should probably go running together and get the next one.
Anytime, dude. When I'm not as sore, I'm so down.
Are you still sore?
I'm still sore. So I'm walking with like a gimp.
All right, Lottie, thanks for joining us. This is Above Ground Bay Area, and I'm Raya. Hope to catch you guys next week. Thank you very much.
Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Finding your voice with DJ Noni.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is DJ Noni back again after that fantastic segment with Raya Cole on Above Ground Bay Area. Thank you so very much, Raya. Well, I am very happy and thrilled to say that I have a guest in the studio today. With me today is one of our newest students here at Dominican University. His name is Nick. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing there?
Pretty good today. Just a little nervous for my first day of class.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, get right up on that microphone.
All right.
And tell me what your class is.
Today I'm taking a class called Psychology of Monsters.
Psychology of Monsters. What made you pick that class?
Honestly, the title alone. I've never heard of a class like that before, and I didn't think it was possible to study monsters. Yeah, it sounds like a fun class, and it's a good way to kind of just enjoy this day. So,
right on. Now, what I understand from you is that you are a nursing student, and this monsters class is your first class in your intro. Yeah. Tell us about the nursing program.
The nursing program, I got accepted a semester ago, and so I'm just waiting 3 semesters to actually start the program. So, I'm a little nervous for it just because I know it's going to be a lot of hard work, but I just feel like why not have fun with a couple classes before I start this rigorous training. So
I think it was really smart of you to do it in those terms, because you're on the campus, you're getting to know people,
yeah,
and you're getting to know where things are, and you're meeting the teachers, so you'll have some relationships built already when you start.
Yeah.
So you said that there's some time in between now and when your actual classes start. Tell me what you're going to be doing in between.
I work right now, actually. I work at O'Reilly Auto Parts, so I sell car parts, and I'm learning about cars. I've been working there for like 4 years already. So I'm going to be saving up money, and also I'm going to be doing some volunteering at hospitals and things like that.
Do you have anything lined up in the volunteer area yet?
No, not yet, but I know I'll find something. I mean, they're always looking for volunteers. So.
Well, and you're going to volunteer in the field that you're going to be studying.
Yeah, yeah.
What made you interested in nursing?
Well, for me, I'd like to become involved with labor and delivering babies. And I feel like, I like the development of infants and little kids. And I feel like, I don't know, it's just a good thing to like prepare moms, you know, for that life. And yeah, I just really enjoy it. I enjoy seeing parents just care for their children.
Do you have a lot of kids in your life around?
Well, I actually am the youngest in my family, and
so you're the baby.
Yeah, I am the baby. And since I had my experiences, and you know, I've been learning a lot about my past as being a child and how it affects me today. And that's why I want to become, I want to deal with moms and their kids. But also because I just love the human body. I love science. I took a lot of like microbiology, and I love that class so much. That was my favorite class by far. So yeah.
But there's a lot of math involved in nursing. Where does that come in?
I wouldn't even begin to tell you, but I mean, I know that you have to take like statistics, and statistics is really the main one that you have to take. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot of calculations and analysis, dimensional analysis, and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. The great thing about Dominican is that we have a wonderful learning center.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Learning Center, TLC, Tender Loving Care, the Learning Center.
Okay.
And the tutors are great.
Yeah.
And if there's a class or a subject that you struggle with,
mm-hmm.
boom,
wow.
they will set you up, and so you don't have to struggle on your own.
Even with the nursing classes?
I believe that everyone in this school would have the ability to find tutoring for whatever classes that you're in.
Wow.
And if that isn't necessarily available, your fellow students
yeah.
are going to want to work with you.
Okay.
We were just up in the radio class today talking about some homework assignments that were coming up, and we were asking, I'm a teaching assistant with the teacher in the radio class, and we were talking about the upcoming assignments, and we asked the question, who feels confident about the upcoming assignment? And a bunch of people raised their hands, some people didn't. And we said to the people who didn't raise their hand, those are the people with their hands raised that you need to call if you're struggling. Of course, call us, the teachers.
Yeah.
But use your fellow students to help you. Mm-hmm. So study groups and people to collaborate with are abound here at Dominican.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Now, what made you choose Dominican?
Honestly, I visited one time and I just love the campus. Like, it's really beautiful. And I don't know. I mean, honestly, this was the only school that I applied to, and I happened
to get the only one, and you got in.
Yeah, thankfully I got in.
Congratulations to you.
Thanks.
Now, that means that you had some schooling behind you. What was high school like? How'd that go for you? And give us the rundown up to this point.
Yeah. I remember, all the way from elementary all the way to through high school, and even maybe my first 2 years of college. I wasn't very driven at all. I remember in the seventh grade, I actually failed the seventh grade, but that actually made me a lot more like strong, a lot wiser, a lot more determined. And yeah, I started getting really good grades at one point. And then of course I slacked off a little bit. I also almost didn't graduate high school, but I took a lot of classes on the weekend in my senior year. And I had a lot of really good friends. That's like the main reason why I graduated high school, because they were driven. And so that kind of rubbed off on me. And yeah, I know a lot of friends in the nursing field. I look up to them and I always ask for advice. And so that's why everything worked out the way it worked out.
That's great. I noticed that you have a school ring on. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So I went to Skyline High School in Oakland, and the school colors are red and black, but for my ring I got yellow simply because that's my favorite color. And I put a cross in the middle of the stone, and that just represents my faith. I'm a Christian, and I've been a Christian since like 07, sometime in high school. And I hold a lot of pride to this ring simply because I didn't think I would graduate, and so every time I look at the ring, I just feel good. And I have a music note on my ring also, now that I think about it. That just represents my love for music. I've been playing piano since I was maybe in the eighth grade. And I have a lot of fun doing it. And so that's why I take this everywhere.
Tell me a little bit about your music. And do you play for fun now? Do you play in shows?
Well, I actually found a piano under my mom's bed a long time ago when I was a kid. And I just started kind of, poking at the keys. And I had a lot of like songs in my head that I've always wanted to play. And I kind of just sounded them out and started playing them naturally. And took lessons for about a year, and I was really impatient as a child. So my parents just was like, all right, this is a waste of money. He's like too impatient. But I still played on my own time, and I learned whatever I wanted to learn. And there was a teacher that saw a lot of potential in me in high school. Her name is Miss Cooper. And she taught me a lot, and we bumped heads a little bit, but I started playing solos in front of like maybe a couple hundred people like every Christmas and whatever events that they had. And I really enjoyed that. That changed me a lot. And so now I don't really do it for, for money or whatever. I kind of just do it on my own. I play every Sunday at church.
Yeah. I was going to ask you that, if you play in your church and for your choir.
Yeah, I play every Sunday with some of my closest friends, actually.
Tell me some of your favorite songs to play in church.
We listen to Hillsong. I'm not sure if you
describe
familiar. Hillsong is like, it's a church. I think they have many churches, like some in Australia and all around the world. Their music is just amazing. They use a lot of synthesizers but we like playing a lot of their stuff. There's some classics that we play, but I'm not really into classics. I like kind of the new age stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah. It's really fun though.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you were walking by and we can just chat. You know, my everyone that's listening, you know, you are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni right here on radio.dominican.edu. My show name is Finding Your Voice.
Oh.
So my whole goal in life is to empower people to reach their highest potential. So there you were walking by and I was like, hey, let's connect, you know, let's lift you up and find out what's happening with you. I'm doing my senior project. I'm right in the middle of my senior project. And the topic is exploring religious traditions of the world and their prayer practices.
Okay.
So I think it's really wonderful and interesting that you have a cross on your ring representing your faith, and that you play piano in your church, and that you like the New Age music more than the classics.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, I know this is completely impromptu, and I know you have to go to class in a few minutes, would you be willing to answer a couple questions that I have for my senior project?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
When did you... So you said you became Christian in 2007.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I became really close friends. It was kind of odd. I used to be a loner back in middle school. And, you know, it was because I failed and I didn't want to be kind of steered in the wrong path. So I was like, all right, it's better to be alone than to be steered in the wrong path by some other people. But I ended up meeting like a pretty diverse group of people. And two of them were Christian actually. And I kind of just got to know them. And we grew up all the way until high school, all the way throughout high school. And they invited me to an event called Choir of the Fire and SYC, like a bunch of them. And they're just big events, Christian events. And they last for like 2 or 3 days, and there's like a lot of good speakers and a lot of good music, and it's just like a really fun bonding time with all my friends who basically just became brothers and sisters, you know. And I'm still like just as tight with them today. They adopted me as their family members, like it's crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you get baptized?
Yeah, I got baptized, I want to say in 08 or 09.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Tell me, do you have a prayer practice? How is it that you pray?
Honestly, I like to be silent. You know, I just try to block out everything, and I mean, I don't really follow any guidelines, or I don't memorize prayers. I just talk to God basically, and I just ask Jesus to calm me and just give me self-control and focus and everything, you know. I always like to pray for the root of the problems. I don't like to just pray for the outcomes, you know. I think that's really important. People try to pray for outcomes, you know, I want good grades and I want this, but you should really just pray for simple things, you know. And that's what I feel strongly about.
Did you pray this morning?
I did.
What did you pray about? What was the prayer that you said this morning, if you don't mind my asking?
Yeah, of course I can't remember word for word, but...
Sure, sure.
Well, I did pray for... I prayed for a friend. His name is Tristan, and he told me that his uncle like has stage 2 cancer. And so, I feel like I should include him in the prayer. But also... I like to pray for other people first, and then at the end of it, I'm just dealing with self-control right now, and so I really have been praying on that a lot lately, and I've been praying just for focus and just to make me more like Jesus. Like that's what I want the most in life, is to be like Jesus, and it's really hard, I'm not gonna lie, but yeah, that's what I want, and that's what I pray for.
What a journey.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, it was a delight and a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, it was good to meet you too.
And I love it that you've followed your dreams, that you've created community around you.
Mm-hmm.
I am sure that there are some folks that when they listen to this show, they're going to love to hear your voice.
Yeah.
And that you'd probably like to give a shout out to. So who's out there?
Oh, man. I can't even think. I want to shout out to my grandma. She lives out here in San Rafael, so I probably might even move with her when I start the nursing program. But also I want to give a shout out to all my close friends, my mom, especially my close friends who just helped me kind of get through everything. King, John, Timmy, my pastor, Pastor Johannes, Pastor Dewey, Grace, Kat, everybody. I can't even think of all the names right now, but you know who you are. And yeah, I love you guys. So.
Well, Nick, it was a delight and a pleasure. I wish you well on your whole journey here at Dominican.
Thanks.
And when you get out into the nursing field, the people that you're taking care of, those mothers and those babies and everyone that you come in contact, I can clearly see that they are going to be blessed by who you are.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a delight. All right, everyone, you are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. Let's take a little bit of a break. Enjoy this music by Ozo Motley, and I'll be back in a few moments. Finding Your Voice, DJ Noni, radio.dominican.edu.
Swift. Every day I get bigger than box rap for Christmas. Some say, why do I spit my story? Tell them you saw me alone with mics talking about life. And you know, just shooting the breeze. Humbly mumble to you people about the birds and the bees, about the war overseas and they killing our trees. It ain't gonna be nothing left if we hate, gotta believe. Come on.
You're listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. If you want to catch up with me between shows, I always love hearing from you and finding out what's going on in your life and what's important to you. So, drop me a note at Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on Facebook. Now, back to the show.
Na vida nada vem à toa. Fazer por onde? Saber o que se quer. E a luta é se arriscar. Não importa se sou eu, se é você. De Ipanema ou Madureira, se é lourinho, se é neguinho, eu quero mais. Quero um lugar ao sol, um lugar ao mar. Pra te dizer, pra te falar. Que apesar do calor e do suor, nessa praia eu tô chegando pra ficar. Vou seguir, vou andar, vou pensar. Que já vivi e sonhei, mas bem melhor, melhor que sonhar, é poder conquistar um lugar. Quero S, eu quero O, eu quero L, eu quero sol, um lugar ao sol.
This is DJ Noni here on radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to my show, Finding Your Voice. We just had a wonderful interview with a young man, Nick. He's a new student here at Dominican University. He's studying in the nursing program, and he's here for a couple of pre-classes. And we also heard from Raya Cole on Above Ground Bay Area. So I am very grateful for all of the young people and all of the students, no matter what their age is or are, here at Dominican University of California. We have a wonderful student body, around 2,000 students of varying ages and many different majors, nursing being one of our primary programs. And we're so glad to have Nick here. Welcome to Dominican, Nick. Your family should be very proud of you and the way that you are in the world and what you will have to give to the world as you get educated. So thank you, and welcome. All right, well, what I'd like to do for this segment now is I'd like to talk a little bit about saying thank you. And this is an area that some people find rough, and I'm just going to talk about some of my experiences and the little bits that I know about it. And so what it is that when someone compliments you, you would normally say thank you. But for a lot of people, that is difficult. And so they slough it off. For example, if someone says, oh, that's a really nice suit that you have on, you might say, oh, geez, the pants are too long. They don't break right. Oh, I spilled something on it. You know, this old thing. Or if you're complimenting someone's shoes, hey, those shoes are really cute. Oh, they've been in my closet forever. And you kind of slough it off. But really, what you can say is thank you. You don't have to get loud and brusque, or you don't have to apologize for what you have or what might look good. You can just say thank you. I really appreciate that. If you do that, it will be hard at first, but over time, you'll get better and better and better at it. So if someone compliments your hair or your clothes or your car or even your schoolwork, you can say, thank you. I appreciate that compliment. Or you can say, thank you for noticing. That's really nice of you. One of the things that I say is, thank you. I'll take that compliment. And what it does when you actually say thank you and I appreciate it or I'll take that compliment is it acknowledges that the other person noticed something positive about you. Now, some people when they're complimenting you may not be authentic, but that doesn't matter. You get to be authentic in your answer. And some people will want to compliment you to get on your good side. Don't worry about that. Be authentic in your answer. And some people are very genuine in their compliments or they're noticing things about you. Be authentic in your answer. So you get to be consistent in how you say thank you. And you don't have to worry about where it's coming from on the other person's part. That's their side of the street. Your side of the street is actually saying, thank you. I appreciate that. I noticed that you noticed. So that's what I have to say about thank you. You're allowed to say thank you. Now, one of the reasons why I'm telling you this story is that I have some very good friends. A couple of them go to Davis, a couple of them go to UC Santa Cruz, and a number of them go here at Dominican. And we've had conversations over the years about how to effectively say thank you and to take in a compliment. And we've refined it over the years, and we've been practicing. And I just wanted to share that with you, that yes, indeed, you are allowed to say thank you. Now, saying thank you leads into something else. What it leads into is just, in general, being a grateful person. For those of you who are regular listeners, you know that I start out every show with a grateful noticing. It's a way of life. It's a mindset that you can get into. Now, you need to know that this isn't about being fake, and it isn't about accumulating things. It's about noticing what is going good and well and what you're grateful for. It also is not pushing down things that you're not grateful for. That isn't what I'm saying. But here we are running around the planet. Go, 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 go. We humans tend to go toward the negative or the negative criticism first. And we forget to be grateful. So if we're practicing saying thank you, then we can also move into practicing being grateful in general. So I wanted to just share with you this type of prayer that I had learned years ago when I was doing youth group. And it's called the Examen, E-X-A-M-E-N. And what you do with it is you look over your day, or you look over your week, or your month, or your year, or the last 10 years with thoughtfulness and observation. And you ask yourself a couple of questions. The basic questions that you ask yourself are, what was I most grateful for today? Or whatever period of time, but we'll say today. What was I most grateful for today? And what was I least grateful for today? So you look at both sides of the coin. And this is like in the Chinese religions, there's yin and yang. They're the two opposites, the female and the male energy, the positive and the negative energy. They match, they go together. So you're looking at the most grateful thing and you're looking at the least grateful thing. And so with the Examen, you stay still, or you get still. Maybe perhaps you light a candle, you breathe, and you ponder, what was I most grateful for today? And you think about it, and you notice, perhaps you were most grateful that your mate pushed in the chair after dinner, or put your dishes away after dinner. Maybe you were most grateful because your children slept in a little bit later and gave you a few extra winks of sleep. Maybe you were most grateful because you got a better grade on a test than you thought you were going to. Or maybe you were most grateful because some tests that you got from the doctor came out better than you thought they were going to come out. Those are a few things. You can think about what you're most grateful for, just sitting still and breathing. And then think about what you're least grateful for. What was I least grateful for? Maybe you were least grateful for someone honking at you when you were driving. Or maybe you were least grateful for burning something that you were cooking on the stove. Maybe you were least grateful for a comment that a friend made on Facebook that you really didn't know how to respond to, and you decided not to respond to it because it just hurt. But you get to notice that. You don't have to do anything about either of these items. You don't have to act on what you were most grateful for, or act or react on what you were least grateful for. You just get to notice them. But what you do get to do, the action that you do get to take, is that you get to do more of the things that you are most grateful for. and you get to decide to do less of the things that you're least grateful for. So you don't have to go smashing around and crashing other people saying, don't do that or stop that or you know, making pronouncements. You can just opt to do the things that you are most grateful for. Over time, if you do this little daily inventory, or maybe if daily is too much, maybe you do it weekly, you do this weekly, your mind will start shifting. And you'll notice more wonderful things in your life. And you'll notice more wonderful things happening in your life. And then when you have your to-do list, you'll notice that more fun things and more things that you're grateful for end up on your to-do list. It's really exciting when it comes to that point. It's really, really exciting when it comes to that point. And it may take you a while, but you can get there. So that's the examine. Quiet space, light a candle or turn the lights down. Think about what you're most grateful for and what you're most least grateful for during your day, week, year, month, year. And then take inventory and go forward from there. It just translates. Then being thankful in your life and saying thank you becomes even more easy. So that's where we're walking around today, with gratefulness and thankfulness and how to say thank you. Well, this is DJ Noni here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm having such a wonderful day with you. It's a pleasure. And when I come back, we'll talk about, let's talk a little bit more about the fall transition. I talked about it a few weeks ago, but I want to notice a few extra things. So let's take a little bit of a break. I'll come back. We'll talk more about the fall transition. This is DJ Noni, Finding Your Voice, radio.dominican.edu.
Eso ya no me da miedo. Había sido, sin dudarlo, la más bella de entre todas las estrellas que yo vi en el firmamento.
Day it is with you here today on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Today on the show, our angel message is love. And our power thought card is I release all criticism. We heard from Raya Cole with Above Ground Bay Area. And we also had an impromptu interview with Nick, one of our newest students here at Dominican, starting his nursing program. We just talked about being able to say thank you. The easiest way to do it is just to say thank you. I really appreciate the compliment. And also shifting into being grateful and how to invite gratefulness into your life through an examine, looking at what you're most grateful for and least grateful for each day, or perhaps each week, month, year, or in some combination or so. And as promised, I said that when we came back from the break, we would talk a little bit about the fall transition. And what I wanted to notice was that this year in 2013, the transition from summer to fall, our fall equinox, was back in September on the 22nd. And going forward, we're going to have winter solstice, which is going to be December 21st. So we're right now in October, right? We're kind of in the middle. And here in Marin, where Dominican University of California is, we have what's called an Indian summer. So in September and October, we have a pretty warm weather, but it all of a sudden starts to get cold, really cold in the morning and really cold in the afternoon, but can be actually very hot in the middle of the day. So our closets have to go through a little bit of a transition in the fall. So we're right in the middle of that. It's a cool, breezy day today, very, very light breeze. And the sun, there's lots of good light, not super bright sun, but you can feel that cool, crisp air coming in. So we are right smack dab in the middle of all that's going on. And what it always interests me what the terminology means. So I wanted to just talk for a minute about the fall. And on that fall equinox, it's when the day and the night are just each about 12 hours long. And that means that the sun is crossing the celestial equator going southward. And then it rises exactly due east and sets exactly due west. So we've got 12 hours day and night. Now, as winter comes in with the winter solstice, that's going to be the darkest day of the year, and that this year again is going to be December 21st. And what happens is the sun reaches its most southern point in the sky at local noon, and then after that particular date, the days will start getting longer. And this reminds me of the tide. When you're at the ocean, the tide's going out and the tide's coming in. So the tide, let's say the tide goes all the way out and it's the lowest tide. As soon as low tide hits, the tide starts coming back in. And that's sort of what it's like on that winter solstice. It's the darkest day of the year and boom, you know, the days are getting longer, longer, longer. And then after that, they start to get shorter and shorter. So, and then we'll be heading into spring. So I thought that was little interesting things. And I like learning about the moon and astronomy and what the stars are doing. It helps me stay closer to nature. It helps me stay closer to my own health. And I'm in a classroom so much that when I'm reading about nature and when I'm out in nature, I'm really appreciating it. So that's actually something that I'm grateful for, is the ability to read about and be in nature. So that's kind of cool. All right, so we're in the middle of all of that right now. So if you are out there here in San Rafael and all over Marin, carry some layered clothing with you. Have a sweater and maybe even put a jacket in your car. And I noticed I'm having to wear more closed-toed shoes with socks, because as soon as that sun goes behind the clouds in the afternoon and behind the hills here in Marin, it gets chilly cold. So bundle up, get ready. The leaves are falling on the trees here on campus and all around the county. And we are heading into Halloween time, which is going to be fun. So I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and then I'm going to come back and tell you about some Halloween activities that are happening here on the Dominican campus. So great to be here with you, Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, radio.dominican.edu.
مخافش عليك ولا كنت واحد في العاشقين وايامي كانت قبلك ايه
ولا كنت واحد من العاشقين وياني كانت قبلك ايه ساعد تعدي وتجري سنين صادفت ياما وقابلت ياما صادفت ياما وقابلت ياما والعشق مش راضي يسيبني ما انت الوحيد
Welcome back. This is DJ Noni, and I do have some information for you about some upcoming Halloween events here on the Dominican University of California campus. The Associated Students of Dominican University are hosting a haunted house theater of blood. And they say that your spirit's presence is cordially invited to the ASDU Haunted House. The Theater of Blood, formerly known as the Joseph R. Fink Science Center, it will be on Saturday, the 26th of October, and they're going to have show-stopping evening of fright and fun with witches, wizards, family, and friends who are all welcome to attend the event, which is open to the public as well. And they say that for the younger ghouls, they can come to the Spooktacular Kids Zone from 6 to 7 p.m. There'll be friendly creatures awaiting with tricks, treats, and games. All right, so there's going to be blood-curdling excitement. And that's at 8 p.m. for the Haunted House. And it closes at 11 p.m. It says that the admission is free with a sacrifice. And that is a donation of one or more canned food items to give to the campus ministry's Trick or Treat for Canned Goods event. So that is totally cool. That's great. That's on October 26th. The kids' time is from 6 to 7 and the haunted house is from 8 to 11. And that's at the Joseph R. Fink Science Center. All right, let's see what else we have. I know there's some other Halloween events going on. It looks like, on Halloween itself, Thursday, October 31st, again, the ASDU is putting on a program, and it's going to be in Calarega Plaza. It's the ASDU Pumpkin Social, It's from 4 to 6 p.m., and you can decorate a pumpkin for Halloween. The pumpkins are going to be provided, and with the decorations, you can create a work of art. And then it says, stay for the trick-or-treat. And that's the Stay for the Trick-or-Treat canned goods event, and that's by Campus Ministries. Again, that's from 6 to 8 p.m. And, oh, they're going to go around the neighborhood to collect the canned goods. Oh, that's fun. And, of course, the canned goods will be donated to the Marin Food Bank. Last year, they collected over 900 pounds of canned goods. So they're hoping to beat that number. So following the trick-or-treating, the resident advisors are having a trick-or-treat of their own from 9 to 10 p.m. So trick-or-treat for candy in your best Halloween costumes, and that's actually on Thursday, October 31st. So that's kind of cool. What are you doing for Halloween? Are you going out? Are you going to a party? Are you staying home and getting a bag of candy to give to the kids? What's your favorite candy for Halloween? And when you were a kid, did your mom and dad steal all your candy? Oh, did your mom and dad make you wait to eat your candy so they can inspect it? I haven't figured out what I'm going as for Halloween. I am going to a pumpkin carving party tomorrow, and I'm deciding what I'm going to wear. Fortunately, I have a costume box that has makeup and costumes and jewelry and trinkets and all kinds of things. I've got one wig that lights up, and I've got some crazy shoes, and I've got another drawer in my bedroom that has some glasses and other jewelry that I can use. So I think what I'll do is I'll raid my Halloween costume box and my dresser drawers to see what I can come up with. So it'll be kind of a mix and mash. One year I went as Purple Kiss Girl because I had found these terrific purple foil covered Hershey's Kisses, and I decided that I was going to carry a basket of Purple Kisses around with me the whole day and hand them out to people. So I dressed in all black, black pants, black shoes, platform shoes, black shirt, and I had all of my black spider jewelry on, and then I had this fantastic royal purple cape. I teased my hair up to the hilt, and then I put on these crazy glasses with lots of great makeup on my face, and everywhere I went, I handed out purple kisses. It was great, so I was Purple Kiss Girl, and I was thinking that I might just have Purple Kiss Girl appear again. I think that was one of my favorite costumes. So that was fun. And what was the other question I asked you? I think I asked you, what's your favorite candy? And did your parents ever raid your candy bag? And did they make you wait to eat the candy? So I'll tell you, my parents, sometimes they made me wait to eat my candy. Sometimes they didn't. When I was a kid, there was all this uproar about people putting razor blades in candy for kids, and that was just horrible and terrible. So we tried to be careful, but it's hard. It's so hard not to eat your candy. But we survived. And I have to say, for trick-or-treating, my very favorite candy of all time is the candy dots, D-O-T-S, those kind of gummy candies. They're drops. They're gummy drops called dots, and they're so delicious. Those are my favorite. I don't eat candy these days, but those are my favorite for Halloween, and I can eat any candy at any time. My mom's favorite candy was Snickers, so I could always count on the fact that I would have less Snickers in my candy bag by the next morning because my mom would have eaten it. But I wasn't so enamored with Snickers. I didn't have to have them, so I wasn't too freaked out about that. And what else? Yeah, I just love Halloween. I think it's fun. I love all the decorations. I have a huge storage cabinet with a huge amount of Halloween decorations. I have some scarecrows, and I've got all kinds of garlands and spiders, and I have caution tape and danger tape, and I have this blow-up arch It's black and it's got a big skeleton head on it. It's totally cool. And then my other favorite Halloween thing ever is that I have this CD that has all of this fun Halloween music. You know, dang, I should get some of that music. I think I'm going to do that. When we come back from this break, I'm going to play one of my favorite pieces of music, and then I'll bring some music. I'll see if I can bring some music next week for Halloween. But I play this CD over and over and over again on Halloween, and it's just so fun. And so that's great. So I'm going to go do pumpkin carving tomorrow, and then I'm going to try to make it to a couple of the Dominican things. We'll see how that works, but I prompt everyone to get out there and have some fun. Well, this is DJ Noni, Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni here on radio.dominican.edu. Let's listen to some Zydeco music, and then I'll be back with some Halloween music just for fun. Okay, I'll be right back. radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Noni, Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni here on radio.dominican.edu. Here comes one of my favorite Halloween songs, The Monster Mash. This one is so much fun. This Monster Mash is by Bobby Boris Pickett.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot,
the party had just begun.
In a shoot,
the game
guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
That is so much fun. I love the Monster Mash. That's one of my very favorites. I just get silly when that song comes on. One of my other favorites for Halloween is the Purple People Eater. Let's see if we can get that one brought up. I just laugh and giggle whenever I hear it. It just makes me so happy and it's silly. So here it comes, Purple People Eater.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, 'cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I wanna get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop.
That is just such a fun song. It's silly, goofy, and all these songs are on my Halloween CD, and I just repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, and go around and around. So this last song is a song called The Blob. In the 50s, there was a movie called The Blob, and it was this gooey, ooey stuff that was attacking and killing people, and it was hilarious. So The Blob is the song that goes along with it. So we just heard Purple People Eater. That was by Sheb Woolley, and here comes The Blob. Here it comes.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
So much fun. It's just silly.
Beware of the blob, it creeps.
Too fun. So those are just a couple of the songs. Of the Addams Family is on it. The theme from the Twilight Zone is on the CD too. And one of my other faves is the Ghostbusters song, and that reminds me of a really good friend of mine named Michael who always says, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters, and that means calling him. So totally, totally, totally fun. All right, that was not a ghost that you heard wandering around in here. If you heard that, my big binder just fell on the floor. Maybe it was a ghost pushing my binder on the floor. Well, we recently just had the Soul Candy event here at Dominican University. It was the 9th edition of Soul Candy. It was so fun. It was great. There were a number of performers who just were fantastic. It was just enlightening and silly and fun and vibrant. The jazz band, the DU jazz band, was there. There was piano improv by Dan Wilson. And then our very own Noelle Roldan did some spoken word.
All right, here we go. Hey, 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 I'm poetic. I don't need to hear no critics, and you'll all understand why when I'm finished. See, my mind is full of rhymes that you may call poetry, but in reality it's just flowetry. My heart doesn't speak, it sings, and in every verse I just leave a piece of me. I tend to be the realest when I spit, cause with every verse I can't help but to be real with it. Man, I love this, cause when your words just flow together, the truth has to follow, and you can follow the words wherever they go. I've said it before, this pen bleeds my emotions. This devotion takes me away from my reality to a place where I can be happy. This method is survival at its best, because when life's a mess, I just pick up a pen and these words lend a helping hand to my psyche. Because without this art form, insane I might be. The way these words dance off my tongue is enticing. Like lightning, I strike every bad memory down and let inspiration pick me up. And never dwell, but only reminisce on where I come from. Poetic justice.
Very nicely done. That was Noelle Roldan, also known as Swag. She's one of our DJs. Very, very talented. There were so many talented people at the Soul Candy. Radio.dominican.edu was there broadcasting it live. It is on podcast at radio.dominican.edu. Also performing that night, Fue Tuala Lele, Michael Meekins, who did a rap, and then he just let his girlfriend know how much he loved her. He brought her flowers, and his rap was aimed toward her, telling her how much he cared for her. Then Evan Ferguson, who was actually one of the organizers this year, did some spoken word poetry. And then the lovely April Perez did some piano and sang some really beautiful songs. We had more spoken word by Kylie Walsh. And then we had a really wonderful guitar, Spanish guitar. Oh, excuse me. We had a guitar solo by Esteban Perez, Spanish guitar, but then we had another guitar set with Kyle Arzaga and Joe Beth Pascual, and that was just fantastic. And all of the guitar music was great. And then, of course, one of the sponsoring organizations, Capamelia, they did a fantastic cultural dance. And they were actually going to go to a competition the next day, so I'm interested to find out how that went for them. And then we had a great band who was playing some Rolling Stones. And then our very own Yema Baby did some Kenyan dance. And then, of course, we had the sign-off from Dr. Shriveman and Evan. And then we had some good interviews with some of the founders on radio.dominican.edu. So look up Soul Candy 9 on the podcast page at radio.dominican.edu, along with all of the shows from our DJs here at radio.dominican.edu. Our rookie DJs have already put 4 shows in the bag, 3 each of which are now up on the podcast page, so you can listen to the variety of shows that we have. We have advice shows, entertainment shows, sports shows, We have music shows, and it's all fun and interesting and raw and fresh and smart. And of course, we have our Friday show, Penguin Press Pass, Real Students, Real News. Not just fluff, real hard-hitting stuff. We had a great show today, and I'm going to get that put up on the page later this afternoon. And of course, we always have really great sports events. We love it when DU wins, all those Penguins, men's Penguin sports and lady Penguin sports. We love it when we have DU wins, but we really love it that sports is a great part of our program here at Dominican. So listen for soccer, listen for volleyball. We've got volleyball coming up tomorrow on here at radio.dominican.edu, and we've got some great DJs doing the engineering and the play calling. So it's always wonderful to tune in to listen to what we have going 24/7. Well, what a day we've had today together. I'm loving being here with you. As we near the end, I want to just slow it down and just take another little breathing break, right? It's just nice to be with you and just take it down. So let's go there. Let's breathe. I've really been loving listening to this global music by Putumayo. The global music mix. We've had Celtic, we've had Zydeco, we've had some Sahara Lounge, Arabic Groove, Latino, and then of course we had our Halloween music, which was really fun. So it's just been a great day, and we've got our angel message, love, and we have our power thought card, I release all criticism. And we had our great segment at the beginning, Above Ground Bay Area with Raya. When you listen to the podcast, take a listen to that. She's got a lot of great things to say about young people and what they're doing in the world and some new radio things that are going on in the Bay Area. And then we had that really nice welcome with Nick, who's a new nursing student here at Dominican. So it's been a good day to spend time with you. So I thank you, thank you. Let's go out by listening to the rest of this music and just being grateful for our feet that we can walk on the ground with, and for those who have new legs and new feet out there back in New York, my nephew who just got a new prosthetic, you go boy, walk tall man, so proud of you, and anyone out there who is healing from what they need to heal from with their feet, but walk tall no matter if you're in a wheelchair or have a prosthetic or have an amputation, or even just have a broken foot. For goodness sake, walk tall. Walk tall. All right, and as you know, I'm here for you whenever you need me. So go to my Facebook page, Finding Your Voice at DJ Noni. All right, let's listen to some music. Radio.dominican.edu. Sweet, 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 sweet.
The soy boss.
You're listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. If you want to catch up with me between shows, I always love hearing from you and finding out what's going on in your life and what's important to you. So drop me a note at Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on Facebook. Now back to the show. That wraps it up for this week's edition of Finding Your Voice. I hope that within today's show you heard something that has helped or inspired you. These messages are meant for you to take in and use in your life. Let them into your heart and soul for encouragement and empowerment. And as always, feel free to toss what doesn't work and use what you like the best. Remember that no matter where you are on the journey of life, you can
stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together.
This is DJ Noni, encouraging you to reach your highest potential. Life, we can do this thing. Thanks for tuning in to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. Have a great week, and I'll be back next Friday, 2 to 4 p.m., right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Venite con noi per un'avventura fantastica.
Come with us to Italy for a 10-day, 10-night trip, commencing on May 19th and returning on May 29th, 2014. We'll be visiting Venice, Florence, and Rome with day trips to Pompeii, Orvieto, and Tivoli. The trip is being sponsored by the Dominican University of California Honors Program. However, you do not need to be an honors student to participate.
Tutti possono venire.
It's open to all students, faculty, staff, friends, and family. This is Matt Davis, and I'll be one of the tour leaders along with Dr. Diarra Spain. To learn more about the trip or to sign up, please contact me at matt.davis@dominican.edu or diarra.spain@dominican.edu. We hope to see you in Italy.
Ciao, a presto.